Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Dalet 104, the Isser of Shelo Lahakter Lahakrib al Mizbach Azov. Hope everybody had a wonderful Purim, and this is the Shushan Purim edition of Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah 104, the last mitzvah in Parsha Tetzaveh, as we finish up another Parsha. Says the Chinuch Shelo Lahakter Ulahakrib al Mizbeach Azov. This is connected to the last mitzvah that we had. The mitzvah Kuf Gimel was the mitzvah of being Maktir, burning the Ketores, the special incense that we discussed in the previous mitzvah, on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, the Mizbeach HaZav that's inside the Heichal, and there's a separate Isser of burning anything else on the Mizbeach HaZav. I'm not allowed to burn meat, I'm not allowed to sprinkle blood, any of that on the Mizbeach HaZav, except the specific times when I have to sprinkle the blood on the Yom Kippur and the like. So says the Chinuch, Shel Lahakrev B'Mizbeach HaZav Shebeheichal Ki'im K'toreh Shebechol Yom. The only item that is allowed to be daily sprinkled or used, the mizbeach is to use for, is the ketores every day. Zulasi hazos hadamim yom kippurim, except for the hazos dam on Yom Kippur. Shneamar, as the pasuk says at the end of Tetzaveh, lo saalu alav ketores zara va'ola umincha v'nesach lo sischu alav. One should not put above it on this mizbeach a strange ketores, an ola umincha v'nesach lo sischu alav, and not to pour any wine libations are only for outside of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and Karbanis only brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, only Ketores inside. As we quoted the beautiful Klei Yakar in the last mitzvah about this Mizbeach bringing the Kapara for the Neshama side of Mechait, while the Adam Mizbeach is for the Guf side of Mechait. The Chinuch mentions that only on Yom Kippur is the Hazaz Dam done. There is an important Gra that one should be aware of. I mentioned it a couple of years ago in the Parsha Shir, the Gra, the beginning of Achremos, where the Gra is really a Medrash, but the Gra made the Medrash famous. Where the Medrash says, Val Yavo, it says that in the beginning of Achremos, Val Yavo B'chal Esel HaKodesh. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go in B'chal Es. He can never, as is usually translated, he can never go in to the Kodesh Kodashim, except for this day, except for Yom Kippur. The Graz Ha'ara, it's fascinating in that Yom Kippur is not mentioned in Parshas Achremos until all the way at the end of that section. All of the Avodah is Avodah Yom Kippurim. But if you take a close look at it, says the Gra, Yom Kippur is not mentioned. Why? Says the Gra, based on the Medrash, because really, this is the Avodah that Aaron HaKohen and every Kohen Gadol afterwards did on Yom Kippur, but Aaron HaKohen himself could have done this Avodah any time he wanted to, and could have gone into the Kodesh Kodashim any time that he wanted to, not only on Yom Kippur. V'amar of Yehuda Berebi Simon, says the Medrash, Tsar Gadol Hayel Lamoshe L'davar Zeh. Omar, Oy Loi Shem Nitchaf Aaron. Maybe Aaron HaKohen is going to get pushed aside because of the Egel. Yesh Eis LaYom, Yesh Eis LaShana, Yesh Eis LaOlam. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lamoshe, Lo K'shem Sh'ata Savur. Don't think Aaron is pushed aside. Ella, here's the Lashon, B'chol Sh'a Shehu Rotza Likanes, Yikanes. Rakshi Yikanes Beseder Hazeh. If however he wants to go in, he could go in. He just has to do these actions. Mashma Mizesh Adapka Shar Kohanim Gedolim Asurim Likanes Lakodesh Kadashim Milvad B'Yom Kippurim. Other Kohanim Gedolim have to wait till Yom Kippur and do this Avoda. Aaron HaKohen, he could go in whenever he wanted to, as long as he did this. Is there a svar behind it? That's the Medrash that the Gra quotes. The Meshach and the Gra says, what do you see from this? Only at the end of the Parsha, it says something about Yom Kippur. Because at that time, for Aaron HaKohen, it was whenever he wanted to. The Meshach Chachma, that there in Achremos, adds on another Hosaf, and that is why, based on the Sfarnos as the Meshach Chachma, because the entire Midbar experience was as if like a later Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Anane HaKavod. The Anane HaKavod rested the entire Midbar period. So the entire, it really wasn't in Aaron HaKohen, according to the Meshach Chachma. It was in the Midbar. In the Midbar, Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol, according to this Pshan. Maybe after, in the little time, after the couple of months, after Aaron HaKohen died on Rosh Chodesh Av, all the way until Yud Nisan, when they went through, maybe Aaron's son also would have this halacha, if it's done in the Midbar and not in Aaron. But that is the Meshach Chachma and the Gra and the Medrash at the beginning of Achremos, that is hinted to in what the Chinuch here says, the only time that you're allowed to do anything besides Ketores on the Mizbeach Hazav is the blood on Yom Kippur. The blood on Yom Kippur, which, according to the Gra and Meshach Chachma, is not just Yom Kippur for Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen could have done it whenever he wanted to. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph points out that it's not just Yom Kippur. There are a couple of other karbanos also with the blood sprinkled. All the Parim Hanisrafim with Seirim Hanisrafim. Okay, but that's a couple of exceptions. A couple of also other exceptions that we have. But the Yom Kippur is the famous one. Shneamar lo salo lo klaras zarav olo mincha menesach lo sischu aleha. As we said, the Minchas Chinuch in Os Beis wonders, without giving an answer, why is it that all the Moniyah Mitzvos only count one Aveira here? Not to be mocked here or mocked of anything on the Mizbeach besides Ketores. Because if you look in the Pasuk that is quoted, there's two Losases. Losal Olav Ketores Zarev Olo Mincha. V'nesach Losis Cholav. This should be one for Karbanos and one for wine. Should be two. Va'ani tama on Os Beis. Al kol moni ha-mitzvahs. Lama lo manu b'shnei lavin. Lav lahakdir alav alav d'nesach. It should be two. Kivan d'chziv b'chol echa. Tevas lo lo salav d'nesach lo. Skip a couple of lines. Avokan pashu shu shnei lavin l'kuli alma. I don't understand why there aren't two quoted. It says at the end, Tzarech Iyun Gadol. The Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss, we're going to quote him again in a few minutes, Bezrat Hashem, but at the end of Simin Nun Vav, in Shmos, he suggests that maybe if you look at the Rambam closely, you'll have the answer to this question. Because the Rambam, when he quotes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in this Isser, Lo Saseh Pei Beis, he says, Shehiz Hiranu Mehakrib Shum Davar Min HaKarbanos B'Mizbeach HaZahav. Or, he also writes in the Koteret, Shelo Lahakrib B'Mizbeach HaZahav Chutz Min HaKtores. Says of Asher Weiss, the point of this Isser isn't specifically, this is Usser, that's Usser. The point is, anything other than Ketores is Aser. So it doesn't matter how many examples are given. The Torah gives two examples. But both of those are examples of non-Ketores. So it's one Aveira. Only one Aveira. Says Rav Asher Weiss, Harei lecha denoktu de'ein kan isurei mizbeach shechal al dvar misuyamim shelo lahaktiram. There's an Isser on wine. There's an Isser on Evarim. There's an Isser on Basar. No! The Isser is non-Ketores. So anything that's non-Ketores is going to be included in this Isser. And that's why it's only one Aveira in the Monei HaMitzvah. That is the Minchah Rav Asher Weiss's suggestion. Okay, we continue now. Kirkas Abnu Lamala says, the Chinuch, I've already written above in Mitzvah Tzadikei, Tshuva L'Shol Al-Tzad Apshat, anybody who asks questions, Al-Inyin Mitzvahs Binyin Abayis HaKadosh L'Kel Baruch Hu. Anybody who asks any questions about the details of this these related mitzvos to Beis Hamikdash, Veini Hayosham Kelim Yakarim Lavoda, Vishulchan Vimenora, and there are very special precious Kelim for the Avoda and for the Shulchan and for the Menorah. All of that is related. 1 minute. Just fixing the battery on the computer. Says the Chinuch, 1 second here. Okay, we continue. Sorry about that. Says the Chinuch, the Inyan Heyoshab Kelim Yikarim La'avoda V'Shulchan V'Menorah V'Yachrei Zos Ein Liyagia Machshav Aseinu B'Mash Ein Atzorch L'Chapes Ta'am Lama Yitzav Akel L'Bad Nakter B'Zveich Azov K'Torah Zora. You're asking me about every little detail. Why there's an issue to do this? Why there's an issue to do that? I told you already, not every detail will we be able to explain. She'im Kein Yechayveinu L'Chapes Lama Tziva Osan Olios Neiros HaMenorah Shiva V'Lo Shmoneh. You can always ask, why 7, not 8? Why this, not that? There are certain rules and regulations and neatness and structure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this system, and whatever we can explain, we can explain. Whatever we can't, we just have to say that it is beyond us. The El HaPratim Ein Cheker V'lo Tasek Ben Mahamachshav La'olam. Right? We can't be masig every detail till the last one. We just have to get the messages. And he says that, again, as he mentioned in Mitzvah Tzadikei, at the end, the last line, he says, V'ulam shamati ki yesh l'mekubalim b'kalechem and apratib tamim niflaim b'sodos amukim. But there are very secret ta'amim for every one of these details, even if we cannot figure out exactly what the reasons are. So we spoke about the symbolism of the Ketores last time, so just the lack of Ketores, putting something else on Mizbeach, is ruining the chance to bring Ketores, and that would be the Isser, the Hashkafa behind this Isser. Rav Sternbach notes, though, a very simple question which all of us should ask, and that is, we have no parallel Isser when it comes to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. By Mizbeach HaChitzon, we also have a mitzvah to put animals, v'chulu, and we don't have a parallel, don't do anything except what's appropriate. We have an example of Havas chulin befnim and shrute chutz, but there's no specific iser to be maktir or makriv something other than what's appropriate on the mizbeach achitzon. Like we do, this iser, don't be makriv anything other than ktoris on the mizbeach hazav. Says Rav Sternbach. Why? Building on the clay yucker that we said last time. When it comes to b'mizbeach achitzon, lo is hira Torah mehalas karban azarim. V'tzarach lahavin, why? B'ram gamzos nucha lahavin api afchana shemei kaparis b'mizbeach azal v'kaparas osha b'mizbeach achoshes. What is it being mechaper for? The b'mizbeach achoshes is being mechaper for the actions, for the animalistic elements of my chait, like the clay yucker said. So there, generally, we know the differences between kodesh and chol. And we know that what we did wrong. And we have to do kapara for it. But when it comes into the world of ruchnius, into the world of our neshama, so then it's much more tricky to always know exactly what's a mitzvah and what's an aveira and something, an aveira that's dressed up like a mitzvah and a mitzvah that's dressed up like an aveira. You have to be dak shebedak. We have to be so careful. That's the symbolism of having a separate aveira when it comes to ktoris, which is so spiritual, but it's also bringing kapara. Ubenokel yachal adam lavolidetos ulahachlif tcheles bakala ilon. You think you're doing a mitzvah, but it might be called the ilon. When it might be fake tcheles, it might be a fake esrog. It might be anything. Just as examples, it might be a fake mitzvah, like the Chafetz Chaim always gives the example, we'll stay up till very, very late at night, and won't be able to have kavan in the morning for Shacharis. That's a mitzvah dressed up like an Aveira. Says the Rav Sternbach, that's the message, why Dafka, in the world of Ruchnius, by the Ketores, we have extra emphasis, more than when it comes to the Mizbeach Hachitza. Good. Moving right along, says the Chinuch, v'noheges mitzvah zu, shol lahakav mizbeach hazav ki im ktores. This mitzvah that you're not allowed to put on mizbeach hazav anything other than ktores applies bizman habayis b'kohanim. Applies bizman, we have a beis hamikdash, obviously, b'kohanim, and only to the kohanim. V'yover alzeh v'hikrav ozarek bo, if somebody violates and is makriv a karbon, a limb, ozarakba, or does zrika on the mizbeach, ki im davar haroi lahakriv bokamosha amarnu, even if it's davar haroi lahakriv, but not on that mizbeach, I am malchus, want to get malchus, because this is an aveira, sheyeshbo maisa. The Mitzchas Chinuch says in Oshei, the shir lahaktir, just like we said, the shir lahaktir for the mitzvah is a kezias, he assumes that the isra, to violate the isser, is also a kezias. The Briska Rav has an amazing ha'ara, amazing difference in language between two mitzvahs asei of the Rambam, and the Chinuch as well follows the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, in Mitzvah Chav Ches, when the Rambam talks about ketores, the mitzvah of, the positive mitzvah of bringing ketores, he says, Shetziva ha-kohanim lahakter ketores b'chol yom, the kohanim are mitzuvah to be makter the ketores every day, pa'amayim al mizbeach hazav, twice. And in Mitzvah Lamites, when he talks about, for example, the Tamidin, the mitzvah to bring a carpet tamid, which we already said is a machlokas Rambam Ramban, you count one mitzvah or two mitzvah, just like we discussed by the Ketores in the last mitzvah, says the Rambam, Shetzivanu lahakrib b'mikdash shnei kfasim b'nei shana b'chol yom. We're commanded to be makdir in the base of Mikdash, two kfasim a day, veilin agron tamidim. So if you look very carefully, you wouldn't pick it up, but if you look carefully, by Ketores it says, Shetzivanu kohanim lahakrib Ketores b'chol yom. Mitzvah by the tamidim, Shetzivanu lahakrib b'mikdash shnei kfasim b'chol yom. Why by the Ketores does the Rambam say kohanim, and by tamidim he says shetzivanu, as if it's on Klal Yisrael, and the Chinuch follows suit. In this mitzvah, the focus, as we just said, is the kohanim by Ketores, and also in the previous mitzvah, shetzivanu kohanim lahaktir. And if you look by the carbon tamid, just as a contrast of a carbon tzibur, he says shetzivanu. Says the Briska Rav, this is in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. The first one. There are two pieces in Klei HaMikdash. The first one, page Lama Gimel in the Sefer, says the Briska Rav, because by most carbonous tzibur, by all other carbonous tzibur items brought on behalf of the tzibur, really the kohanim are just shlichim. Really, the carbon is brought for all of Klal Yisrael. The kohanim are just doing the avoda. But really, it applies to all of Klal Yisrael. Mishum de'ikra mitzvah hi alat tzibur, de'inu abayilam shal ha-karbon, ve'im amchu yavim bazeh, va'akonim reik maisa avoda hu deka'avdi, midin hekshar karbon. Really, they're just doing the action. But just like if I'm Yisrael, I give them a karbon to do, and they do the avoda, they're doing it for me. But really, I'm the bayilam. So in general, by all karbon and tzibur, they're acting on behalf of the rest of Klal Yisrael. But when it comes to the ketores, no. Ktores is not a carbon seaboard. The Ktores is not that all of Klai Yisrael have a chiyuv to bring the Ktores every day and the Kohanim are doing it for us. No. Halachically, it's defined as there's just a chiyuv for Ktores to be brought on this Mizbeach every day. Twice a day. There's a chiyuv for it to be brought on this Mizbeach. It's not brought on behalf of Klai Yisrael, no. It's a chova as if it's a chova tamizbeach. It's not a chova of the tzibur. And that's why it's a chiv on the Kohanim. It's not on everybody in the Kohanim do it for us. It's a chiv on the Kohanim, because they're the ones there, to fulfill this chovas ha-mizbeach. Vashir nira lomor lochiach mizeh, says the Griz. Ti apagav de katoriz ba'at smusa bevadei karben tzibur hukachol kam tzibur. Even though it comes from the shkalim and it comes from the tzibur monies, avo binogea le'inyan ha-mitzvah, chaluka hi mishar kaban tzibur. It's all a pickup from a tiny linguistic difference in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The call carbon seber kamo tibi din musaf and vachadome ikr dina mudin chiv carbon shal seber chayavin bekarbon zeh kamo koch mechuvi carbon shal yachid aval lo kein mitzvasa ktores ikr mitzvasa shehemi mena maisa haktar bechol yom al mizbeach hazav. It's a din of the mizbeach, it's not a din in anything else. The ein lecha ba mitzvasa el chiv maisa haktara. And he says, you know what an afkamina is? He said it was asked to my father Reb Chaim. What happens if the Kohen who's mocked to the Torah brings a shalol lishma? He has bad intentions. Said Reb Chaim, you don't have to bring it again. Usually we say shalol lishma either as pasul by certain karbanos or it's kosher, but it doesn't count. It doesn't count for the chiyuv. Says Reb Chaim, and the Brisk Rav explains, by the Ktoreth, even if it's more shalol lishma, it's fine. It's fine. Why is it fine? It's shalol lishma. The answer is because it's a chovas hamizbeach that this has to be brought. So once it's brought. Finished. It's no person's chiyuv. It's not even Klal Yisrael's chiyuv. So that is why, says the Brisker Rav, there's a little difference in Lashon. In the Chinuch and in the Rambam, in these mitzvahs, the focus is the Kohanim. Nothing is mentioned about Yisraelim, about Klal Yisrael. Mashenkin, when it comes to the Karban Tamid and others, then Klal Yisrael is mentioned because they're bringing it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Very important Brisker Rav. Maybe we'll relate to that Brisker Rav again, if we have time afterwards. Good. Let's just talk, though, about for one or two other points related to the Ktoris. We're not going to get into Nadav and Avihu right now, even though obviously Nadav and Avihu bring in Eish Zara. This might have been the Isser that was violated. They brought in Eish Zara, all the different pshatim, what that means. And Eish Zara, the Gemara talks about, did they paskin shalot b'makam rabo? Did they drink? Did they, what, and any other, a couple of Averis that are suggested? But the Torah says, Eish Zara, it's a strange fire, so they brought something that they weren't supposed to bring on the Mizbeach. That obviously relates to this mitzvah, but let's just talk about a mitzvah that we alluded to a couple of days ago, that's related to, this one as well. The mitzvah of building the Mizbeach HaZahav. Which the past two mitzvahs, we're talking about the Ktoris, the building. There's no separate mitzvah, say daraisa, to build the Mizbeach HaZav. So what is it included in? So if you remember, we discussed the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Mitzvah 20, Mitzvah Esrim, Shetzivanu Livnos Beis Avoda, the Mitzvah of Asuli Migdash, the first Mitzvah we discussed back in Parshas Shruma. It's a Mitzvah Daraisa to build a Beis HaMikdash, or a Mishkan, Bo Yiyah HaHakravav Avaras Eish Tamid, Ve'elav Yiyah HaHalicha V'Halil L'Regel V'Kibetz Kol HaShana. The purpose is Karbanis, and having a fire there, and Ola Regel. That's the purpose. And included in that, says the Rambam, all the kalim of the mikdash, v'kfar bi'arnu, shezeh haklal, this mitzvah of asuli mikdash, hu kol el chalakim, v'sheha menorah, v'ha shulchan, v'ha mizbeach, v'zulasam, kulam hei michalkei ha-mikdash, v'akol yikari mikdash, says the Rambam, all the kalim of the base of mikdash, where's the mitzvah to build them? Right here, v'asuli mikdash. And the Ramban that we mentioned in the Hasagas to mitzvah lamed gimel, he argues on this Rambam. He says, no, v'asuli mikdash, that includes the kalim? No. All the kalim are part of the avoda which they do. Building the menorah, the Rambam says, is included in Vasili Mikdash. The Ramban says, no, it's included in the mitzvah of Halakas Neiris. The Shulchan, building the Shulchan, the Rambam says, is included in Vasili Mikdash. The Ramban says, no, it's included in the mitzvah of Sidur Lechem upon him. You have to create a Shulchan in order to put the Lechem upon him. So the Rambam Pashtus, The Ramban there also says you have to build a Mizbeach HaZav in order to put the Ketores. So Pashtus, the Rambam, also, he mentions Mizbeach, also includes in that. So if you look on the surface, Machlokas, Rambam, Rambam, what mitzvah is it included in? The Menachas Asher, though, says, unbelievable Ha'ara. And look in the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes all the Kalim are included, he says, Kfar Bi'arnu. So this includes all the Kalim, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach. Mizbeach? Should be Mizbechos. There are two mizbeachs. Why does the Rambam say mizbeach? Says Rav Asher Weiss, in that same Simen Nunvav, maybe Mizbeach HaZov is different than the other Kalim. All the other Kalim might be included in for Asuli Mikdash. It's part of the structure. But maybe Mizbeach is different. Why is it different? He says, maybe it relates to the question that is always dealt with at the end of Tetzaveh. And that is, why is the Mizbeach HaZov left different, separated from all the other Kalim? Truma has all the Kalim. Tetzaveh has the big day kahuna. And then as if the Torah forgot, Chas V'Shalom, as if we forgot at the end of Tetzaveh, oh yeah, I forgot the Mizbeach HaZov. What's it doing there? So there's a special symbolism of it. The Ramban already asked this kasha. What's it doing? The other Ramban says, he quotes Al Pi Kabbalah, Bavur Sha'amar Batashlam HaKol V'Nikdash B'Chvodi V'Shachanti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. Doesn't really explain it. If you look at the Sfarno, to expand upon the Ramban, the Sfarno says because the entire building of the Mishkan, of the Mizbeach, is in order to achieve Hashras HaShechina. That's the purpose of everything. The Ktores, the Mizbeach HaZov and the Ktores, is once there is Hashras HaShechina, we do this Avodah to bring Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's after everything is done. That's the purpose. It's not like everything else. Ki lo haisa kavana bo lahashkin okel yizbarach b'sochenu. The purpose of the Ktores on the Mizbeach HaZov is not to bring the Shechina, kamo shayinin b'shara kelim, kamo v'shachanti b'socham, kachol asher ne'im maras chotavriz b'shkam v'zetav kekola v'chein ta'asu. It's not like what it says at the beginning of Truma, but avol inyin zeha Mizbeach l'chabed et okel yizbarach, acharei bo'o l'kabel b'ratzon avodat amo b'karbonot haboker v'ha'erev, u'l'shacher panav b'minchas k'toras. After Hashem is here, it's to give him nachas ruach. Whatever that means, that Hashem appreciates the k'toras, whatever it means. But either way, that's the symbolism of the k'toras. It says Rav Asher Weiss, maybe that's not included in Vasuli Mikdash. That's why the Rambam Dafka says mizbeach, not mizbechos, and that's why it's put at the end of Tetzaveh, because this has a different purpose. It's not part of building. It's once the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan is built, then this serves a separate purpose, right? That's the Minchas Asher suggestion that the Rambam would agree in this case to the Ramban, that it's not included in Vasili Mikdash, the Mizbeach HaZov is included in the Ktores itself. This mitzvah of being marked to the Ktores, maybe Mizbeach HaZov is included in that, and that's alluded to why the Torah left it till the end. There are other reasons given by the Mefarshim why the Ktores is left till the end. The Meshach Chachma says that maybe, because the Gemara says that by all of the Kalim, by the menorah, if you're not in the menorah, you don't light candles on the floor where the menorah is supposed to be. If there's no lechem up shulchan, you don't put the lechem upon him in a pile. By the Ktores, the Gemara says, you put the Ktores in the spot of the Mizbeach HaZov, even if there is no Mizbeach HaZov. So maybe the point of putting the last is just to say, lechad chilo, it's supposed to be there. But the Ebed, if you don't have it, you do the Ktores anyway. But either way, that's just a different kind of reason, but again, the Rosh Weiss, the Minchas Asher, based on the Ramban and on the Sfarno, gives a much more positive, central reason to the Mizbeach HaZov. The Tosefes Bracha, the Torah Tzmim, and the Sefer Anchumah says maybe that's why we end up davening every day, Shabbos and Chutz Laaretz and in Eretz Yisrael, every day with Pita Maktores. Because once we've brought Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've built the structure, we've davened, we've brought the Karbonis, that Shemona Esrei, at the end, the last thing we say is the Ktores. Just like the Ktores is listed at the end of Truma Tetzaveh, so too we have Ktores at the end of our davening every day in Eretz Yisrael, and at least on Shabbat, in Nusach Sfard, also everywhere. But that is his suggestion, why he's, what he's doing at the end of Tetzaveh. Okay, there's more, but we will stop here. But we'll continue with Kisisa in the coming days.